So here we go. Here we go. With the question, I know you beta males and all you unattractive males out there have been wondering about. Can you be an alpha male with a small penis? Now, in my opinion, the answer is yes. And I'm going to tell you why. When you think about the things that women shame guys about when it comes to sex, what's the most negative things they can say about a guy when it comes to sex? I believe the main things is three. Size. He had a small penis or he had a too big penis. The length of your erection, meaning how long you can keep it up. Oh, girl, he ain't shit. He couldn't keep it up. You know what I'm saying? And how quick or how long it takes you to ejaculate. Now, this is my thing. Me personally, I'm an average size, you know. I ain't got a huge horse dick, you know. I'm average. So, if you like me, average or below, we already losing in the first category, which is size. So, we got two more categories that we can improve, you know, to be more alpha when it comes to being sexual with females. So, straight up, in my opinion, if you want to be alpha with females when it comes to sex, you can improve your dick size. So, focus on the things that you can improve. You can improve how long your erections last, and you can improve how long it takes you to ejaculate. And it's a lot to get into right now, and I don't have any notes. I'm just going off the top of my head because this is just something that I was thinking about, you know, and it was on my mind. So I'm going to just try to, you know, cover all the basics. Now, this thing. Females, they are interested in size. Size does matter. But you have some females who will often say that they done had guys who was big but didn't know how to work it. So when you think about that, and when I think about it, it makes me wonder, maybe the size isn't all that important. Maybe it's not how big it is, but what you can do with it. You know that saying, the motion in the ocean? You will be more alpha sexually if you learn how to control and master your penis. Now, this is the thing. How can you learn to control your erections and control your ejaculations? I got some tricks that I've been practicing myself. But I don't know if I want to get into that just yet. That might be a little too much for y'all. But let me touch on this. Most females are attracted to guys with bigger penises, not because so much that they have a bigger penis, but because the confidence that comes with knowing that they could dominate women sexually. That's what attracts females. So say for instance, if you're in a situation, or have you ever been in a scenario where it's you, another guy, and a female or a couple of females around, and the topic switches over from some, I don't know, love and hip hop to sex. What's going to attract the females is the guy who can brag and be confident and cocky about his ability to please women sexually. Now, If you got a huge, not even, let me take that back, not even please them, but dominate them. Now, if you got a above average penis, it's easier for you to dominate women because chances are she'll be tapping out before you even get one off, you know? And having that confidence, that's what attracts women, you know? And if you the beta male, or if you the average guy or below average guy there, you ain't got no damn bragging rights. What you gonna say? Oh, my dick may not be big, but I got a good personality. Them bitches' pussy gonna drop like a cactus. You feel me? So, you gotta have confidence with your sexuality. And how do you gain confidence? Now we about to get into it. Because obviously you can't get the confidence from your size if you average or below. So you get the confidence by learning to control your erections and control your ejaculation. Now, I hear a lot about Kegels, whatever you want to call it, however you want to pronounce it, to control erections and ejaculations. But I'm going to be honest, you know, I tried it, but I could never be, I would have to be more consistent, you know, to give an honest answer of whether or not it works. But one thing I can say works as far as being more dominant and sexually confident with your women is learning how to control your ejaculations. Because if you could hold it, you know, by the time the female get aroused and get really excited, you know, you could still go strong. And that's the main problem. Well, I know that's the main problem that I was having, you know. Yeah, man, when you average and below average, you got to put in a little more work. And when you putting in that extra work, you know what I'm saying, you get excited, you get aroused, and you end up coming too early. And you just like, damn, you know. So my main thing is I had to learn how to control my ejaculations, you know, because by me putting in that extra work, as soon as a female get the moaning in my ear, you know what I'm saying, get the sounding good and getting into it, it arouses me more. And I end up ejaculating a little earlier than what I expected. And sometimes it be right there, right when she gets to her climax, you know what I'm saying, you might get all excited and then bam, you come and she didn't get hers. And she like, damn, it was good, but you know, you ain't shit because I didn't even get mine off. So, controlling your ejaculation. I'm giving you motherfuckers permission to masturbate. Forget all that no-fap bullshit. Masturbate, but this the trick, this the kicker. You have to train your dick like you would train your muscles. Now, if you go into the gym and you work out just a little bit, or you go to the gym every now and then, you're not going to see results. So every day you got to train yourself to not ejaculate when you're being stimulated sexually. So you motherfuckers got to take a half an hour to an hour out your busy day every day and just whack that joint off. You know what I'm saying? But don't ejaculate. Do not come. Practice that for a whole week. And then maybe at the end of the week, get you a shawty, you know, bust her and release. Or hold it if you can. But, you know, just practicing every day not ejaculating while being sexually stimulated, it will train your dick, and it'll train your mind to where every time you're being sexually stimulated, you won't be so focused on the ejaculation and the orgasm. And another thing, like speaking of that, another thing is your mindset. See, you little dick motherfuckers go into sex with the mindset of you trying to please yourself. You doing it for the wrong reason. You know, I was that little dick motherfucker that was fucking every bitch that came my way just because I wanted to bust a nut, you know? I see a fat ass and I'm just like, ooh, I wonder what that pussy feel like. But you know what? You got to change your mindset. Don't do it for the pleasure. Use that time to practice not ejaculating. Because what that's going to do is that's going to make your dick stronger. Use sex not for pleasure, but use it as a means to make your dick stronger. Fuck the ejaculation. Fuck the orgasm. Use that as a means to dominate these bitches. Make your dick stronger and stronger to the point where you can fuck the baddest bitch. And you can fuck her ass to sleep. And you won't even come. You feel what I'm saying? And if you could do that, you will have the confidence of a nigga with a 10-inch dick, 12-inch dick. Just knowing that you could fuck that bitch to sleep without even thinking about coming. You could be just looking at TV, just hitting that joint. Just looking at TV, not even thinking, checking your watch and shit, thinking about what you gonna eat for dinner. Tearing that ass up. She having all the fun in the world. And you ain't even think about coming. Change your mindset when it comes to how you approach sex. Do it as practice to make your dick stronger, not to please yourself, not to bust a nut. When you masturbate every day. Don't do it to ejaculate. Do it to make your dick stronger. And when you having conversations with females and you interacting with them sexually, you'll have confidence knowing that you built up the skill of controlling your ejaculations. And next time you're in a conversation and you got that one asshole friend who's always bragging about how big his penis is, man, tell a shorty straight up, look, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't blessed with a horse dick, you know? I'm average, but guess what? I fuck you until you arouse over and over again, until you come over and over again, multiple orgasms. I don't get tired. You know what I'm saying? Say it with some confidence too, you know what I'm saying? Make her believe that shit, you know? And if you get that chance, you're going to have to show and prove, man. Don't get in that bitch and get in that pussy and start getting all excited and shit and then come in the first 5 seconds. Train yourself, man. Have something to brag about when it comes to us. Your sexuality and sexually, because that's the problem, really. You know, a lot of guys can't attract females because sexually they're not confident. You know, they don't know what it feels like to make bitches come all over their dick. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I'm average, but I have been blessed, you know, to have develop my skills to a certain point to where, you know, I've experienced females coming all over my dick. You know what I'm saying? So, I got a certain level of confidence, but the more I train my dick to be stronger, and the more I learn how to control my ejaculations and my erections, the more I can stand strong, you know what I'm saying, in any environment, you know? I don't give a fuck what big dick motherfucker around. I can tell the shorty straight up, man, look, shorty, I'll fuck you all night. You could come over and over again. I ain't got the horse dick, but you know what I'm saying? If you want multiple orgasms, if you want a nigga, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be strong all night long, holler at me. Feel what I'm saying? Stop focusing on the fact that, you know, you average or below average, and focus on the things that you can improve about, you know what I'm saying, your penis. And speaking of that, I want to say this. Speaking of changing your mindset, a lot of guys look at having an average or below average penis as a weakness. But really, that's not a weakness, you know? It's just who you are. It's just how the Most High made you. It's not a weakness. A weakness is something that you lack, but you can improve. You can improve on. You can't improve your size, you know, because your size, it is what it is. But you can improve how long you stay erect. You can improve, you know, your control over your ejaculation. That's like, this is a little off topic, but that's like me being a black man in America. That's not a weakness. That's just who I am. God made me a black man. But being an ignorant black man in America, that's a weakness. Because I can't change the fact that I'm black, but I can change the fact that I'm ignorant. I can gain knowledge to become a better black man. So yeah, keep that in mind. And to answer that question, yes, you can be alpha with a small penis. So let's get it. Let's work on it.